All right, welcome to episode 19 of the Bob Culture Podcast. We are here live at Purple Glaze on 516 Summerfield Avenue in Asbury Park, right off of Cookman Avenue. Purple Glaze is, in my mind, one of the crown jewels, if you will, of Asbury Park, with their unique take on donut flavors and daily made-to-order handcrafted donuts. I'm joined by owner and operator Jackie Sharp, her son Wes, and Dan. Guys, welcome. Thanks for a few minutes on the Bob Culture Podcast. How are you?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So before we talk about the origin of the Purple Glaze donuts, we got to talk about the name. I love it. Purple Glaze. Is there a Hendrix pun in there? How did this come about?
Oh, absolutely. We wanted to come up with a name that reflected the culture of Asbury Park. And so there's such a big music influence in Asbury Park. We thought we'd do a take on Jimi Hendrix and Purple Haze.
Awesome.
And we came up with Purple Glaze.
That's awesome. And we play in a band. So, in fact, we'll talk about the metal donut of the week a little bit later. But how did this all start? And what's your background? Did you cook or bake or anything like that?
Well, I'm actually retired from higher ed in Morris County. And after I retired and moved down here, I decided to go to pastry school. It was a long dream of mine that I always wanted to become a pastry chef. So I attended the school at Brookdale over in Asbury Park. And Dan, who's my other manager, who works for me, he was in school with me. So that's how we got to know each other. And parallel, my son Wes was working up at the boardwalk at Langosta.
Oh,
okay. He's a self-taught baker. So he was baking up there, and he and his buddies were making donuts at their house just practicing. So when I finished, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know if I wanted to open a business, but I knew I needed to learn a little bit more production and things like that. So I went to work at Wegmans for a year in the bakery, and the space came available. One of the owners of Langosta, where Wes was working, Scott, he told us about the space because he was friends with the tattoo shop guys, and we came and looked at it and was like, okay. Off to the races.
Yeah, it's one of our favorite spots. The donuts are so good. We were munching down a couple before we started here. Probably gonna get some more on the way. But these aren't regular donuts. They're fancy and loaded with toppings. What's the inspiration behind this? Do you guys really want to do it up?
Yeah, we wanted to create something that was a little bit different than regular donuts. And we wanted something that was gonna reflect Asbury Park and the culture around us and all the fun things. So we wanted to come up with fun names, fun flavors, fresh, clean, and that's kind of what we did. And once we started, now we can't stop. We're always coming up with different flavor combinations that we either see online, we see in pictures, or our customers give us ideas. So we get inspirations from everything.
Awesome. And I was talking to Wes before we started the podcast. He said you guys did pork roll at one point. You got one with bacon right now. And Wes, credit to you, man. You guys always bring us a menu. We walk in the door, very friendly. And you remember that my wife was vegetarian, so extra points for you, man.
Hey, no problem.
That's some great customer service.
Yeah, we worked really hard on our vegan donut. Dan was one of the ones that really helped perfect the vegan recipe. We had a lot of recipes and we fooled around with it for a long time, and he came up with a really good chocolate vegan donut. And
that's awesome. So what about the puns in the names? You guys got so many awesome donuts, and then there's that metal donut of the week that we always know as we come in here. Well, I guess kind of to go along with the name of the place, Purple Glaze, were you guys always like puns or like jokes and stuff like that, or where did that come about?
Well, the metal donut of the week, every Monday we do a new one. I grew up, I was always into heavy metal, and I pick a band, pick a song, and do a play on words with that.
Okay.
Everything in general, we try to do a lot of puns in the names, but the metal donut of the week with the whole music theme of all the donuts, that's just my thing.
That's awesome.
I got the Motley Crawler, I got...
Oh, okay.
We've done,
awesome.
A Dio donut, Rainbow Sprinkles in the Dark.
Oh, dude, I want to try that sometime. I love that song.
Right. So every Monday we do a new one. WSOU picked this up and repost it for us, which is nice. And then Matt at the tattoo shop, actually, Old Glory Tattoos, actually designs a new t-shirt for us every year. It makes it look like a tour shirt. So we take like a classic heavy metal album cover and incorporate donuts into it. And every year we do a new one, like a tour shirt. So.
That's awesome. And Wes is rocking that shirt right now. And shout out to Matt. He did my wife's Rebel Alliance tattoo over at Old Glory right next door. So shout out to them. What else we got here? How about the process of making these donuts? I mean, they're made to order. I mean, we always get them. They're hot. They're delicious. And all the good toppings. I just ate the turtle donut with the gummy turtle on top, which is an awesome touch. It's, you know, you guys go the extra mile. But how do you guys make the donuts?
Well, start out, we continuously make donuts throughout the day. So you're always getting a fresh donut. I make about 55 to 110 donuts out of half a batch or a full batch. They're fried cake batter donuts, and once I make the donuts, send them over to Dan and whoever else is topping, and they take it from there.
We just switched to zero trans fat oil, which is good, and we're just going to start trying in a couple weeks like a clean donut batter mix from the company that we deal with.
So that doesn't use
fructose and those kind of things, because we're trying to keep away from a lot of dyes, and we want to go more natural. Our fillings, we're switching over to more natural things, so we're trying to be cleaner and healthier as much as you can.
Yeah, with all these delicious toppings, and they're so good.
I mean, the reality is a lot of our vegan toppings are just our regular toppings that are happen to be vegan, because they're quality ingredients. So,
and thank you guys for doing. Not a lot of places do that, so thank you guys for doing. You know, obviously I live with a vegetarian, so.
Asbury too. There's a lot of vegans, a lot of vegetarians, and a lot of people are more concerned about their health. And when I worked at Wegmans, that was almost 3 years ago. They were turning away from dyes and things like that, and doing natural sprinkles. So I kind of picked that up from there. It was more than a trend. It was the way that food is going, that we want to be cleaner with what we eat. So,
awesome. That's awesome, guys. And I just want to ask you guys this. I think I know what my favorite donuts are here, but every time I get one, it's awesome. So I have a new favorite donut every time. What are your guys' favorites? Favorite flavors?
I got to tell you, I'm boring in the morning. Everybody will tell you, I eat a plain donut right off the fryer every morning.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite. I have a cup of tea. Dan will say, you want a cup of tea? Yep. Dip it. I'm a dipper. I dip it in the donut. But I figure if I can't make a good plain donut, then, you know, it's all over.
There you go. That's a good way to do it. You got any favorites
with me? Every Sunday, I make chocolate donuts. And a chocolate donut with powdered sugar is, that seals the deal for me. I'm big on the French toast donut as well. But again, the base had to be the most important part of the donut. So,
We want that little crisp on the outside, just a little crisp, and then light and fluffy on the inside. That's what we strive for.
It is fun.
And we all of us, you know, we taste the toppings and the combos and everything throughout the day. But you know, you can't eat donuts all day long.
Yeah,
right? You know?
I'm sure it's hard not to. Yeah, you got to try a little bit of every flavor. Man, if I was here, it'd be bad news. Let me tell you that. So we came over on Star Wars Day, because it was Star Wars Day. We knew you guys would have some Star Wars donuts. I got the Wookiees and Cream, which I think has been my favorite so far out of all the donuts. It was really good. Or was it the cookie? It was the Wookiees and Cream, right?
Yep. And then we did a Wookiee cookie. I think that was the previous year. Yeah.
That was so good, man. And then they had National Donut Day, and you guys were giving out free donuts. So how cool is that? So I had to stop by, get my free donut. And then I got an extra donut, and I did not get one for my wife, and I got in big trouble. So we made sure we got some donuts when we came in today. So hopefully I redeemed myself. But do you guys have any upcoming, any other events coming up?
We have PotterCon that's coming up, Harry Potter Festival in Asbury Park this weekend. And Wes has created some donut names for that. Wes, what's the Potter Donuts?
They take care of the doggies here, too. Wes is giving the dog a little bone over there.
Yeah, we do homemade dog treats here as well. So.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Anybody, okay. we sell them, but we give away more than, probably just as many as we sell.
Yeah, if you look in the back, there's Dan right now bagging them up. And we just switched from our bag to, we do our dog bag cookies now in a bag that can double as a poop bag, too. So
hey, there you go. Makes sense.
So, again, we're trying to be environmentally friendly. And.
But, yeah, the dog treats are, I mean, we have, it's great because we have dogs that literally pull their owners in here on a daily basis.
Oh, really?
You know,
that's awesome.
The Harry Potter donuts, we're going to do four different Harry Potter themed donuts tomorrow. We're going to be doing a Bertie Bott's Every Flavored Beans. That's going to be a play with the jelly beans from the movie. Aunt Petunia's Violet Pudding Lemon Cheesecake. We're going to do a donut inspired by that. And then we're going to have some ice cream from the Cookman Creamery in the house. And we're going to do pink coconut ice cream from the Harry Potter books. And then we're going to bring back our Butterbeer donut, which is a special that we ran before. But going to bring it back for Harry Potter Day. Tomorrow and Saturday, we're going to be doing those.
That's awesome. And that's, I guess you said tomorrow and Saturday?
The convention is Saturday, but we're gonna start with tomorrow. The donuts
that's
tomorrow.
Like, hey, well, you might be seeing us in the next couple of days, that's for sure. Get Casma like those the jelly bean ones. All right. So what does the future hold for Purple Glaze? What's going on? You guys going to try to expand, open any stores? Or
I think we're going to stick with our shop. We try to expand our business. We're this year we put a big focus on doing more catering and weddings and things like that.
Okay, cool.
So we're doing a lot more weddings. We're doing a lot more caterings. Donut, a lot of people are getting away from cake, and they do donuts. Some people do donuts and cake. Some people do them as, you know, the little giveaway at the end. And donuts are great, too, for the brunch the next morning, you know, the rehearsal dinner, the bachelorette party. You know, we do dirty donuts upon request.
You know what? I'm planning a bachelor party right now. I'm doing my best man duty, so I'm going to have to give you guys a call. And I have a theme, so I'll talk to you guys about that later.
Nice. Awesome.
And then just any plugs you guys have, or where can we find you on social media, anything like that? Facebook?
Yeah, we're at Facebook, purpleglaze.com, Instagram, purpleglazedonuts, and we have a website, and that's where you can find us. You can follow us on Instagram. That would be great. We post a couple times a day, different donuts. If you have any ideas, you know, we're always welcome to new ideas from people.
Okay.
We have a popular customer, Hinge, and he wanted a strawberry rhubarb donut, so
nice.
We did the unhinged, and Dan made a really nice strawberry rhubarb compote. We did some crumbs, put that in, and that went over very, very well.
That's
so
awesome.
We like to partner with different people in the community. We have our Pucker donut. When we first opened, we partnered with Pucker on the boardwalk. Cookman Creamery, we use their ice cream.
Every Friday, I bring donuts over to Lola's, the gelato place.
And
we get our coffee from Asbury Roastery.
Okay.
And jellies from Holly Jolly Jam, honey from the garden. So we try to, and in fact, in our Ring of Fire, we use Holly Jolly does different kind of habanero jellies and jams. So we'll use that as different fillings.
Awesome.
So it's nice. We're a nice, small, local business, and we like to support each other, so it's fun.
And when we're closed, you can find our donuts at the Asbury Hotel on weekends. You can find them in Convention Hall at the Asbury Roastery
really?
On Saturdays and Sundays.
I did not know that. I would have gotten so many. Yeah. All right, yeah. That's awesome. Good. All right, guys. Well, thanks for a few minutes. I don't think I've drooled so much during a podcast before. Thank you guys so much for having me. I think Kate and I are going to get some more donuts, and we'll probably see us this weekend. Guys, come out for Harry Potter Con and get some donuts, Purple Glaze. All right, thanks, guys.
Awesome.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
We're
really blessed.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Bob Culture Podcast. If you'd like to support the show on Patreon.com for some great incentives, check out Patreon.com/Bob Culture Podcast. I'd like to thank my newest patrons, Michael Michelle Vermillion from Sledgepad LLC. Sledgepad is the revolutionary bass drum dampening system that make blankets in your bass drum a thing of the past. I love my Sledgepad and is currently being used by drummers from national acts such as Pink and Collective Soul. Use my code BobMan007 at checkout for a special discount. Check them out at sledgepad.com. Finally, don't forget to support the show by leaving a review on iTunes or give me a like on Facebook.com/Bob Culture Podcast.